seeds of indoctrination aren't harvested today. Fiction versus reality. It's been said that truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often. It is being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. This coming from the up-and-comings out of the public school systems, which have been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a clear violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Interesting, we have these young moviegoers and their parents looking to book a hotel in a country that doesn't exist, while it is these same young people out in the streets protesting the Second Amendment, which is a reality and a part of the American Bill of Rights. Oh, how proud Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and other such dictators would be to see what is happening in America today. There you have it, a generation of young people raised up to march and protest to disarm themselves of their own God-given rights. Well, let's go ahead and go back and take our forefathers and have them face off with the modern indoctrinated young people of the day. And this includes the corrupt politicians that are attempting to disarm the American people. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, Americans, not a privilege. As a matter of fact, when you go back to Samuel Adams, he wrote, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." Now, with all of that which is going on with these anti-gunner politicians surrounded by armed security details, mind you, working hard for their special interest groups rather than upholding the United States Constitution, yes, the United States Constitution, which they swore an oath to uphold, and instead we see them and using the tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy, massacre, which in many cases are induced false flag events. In other words, conspired black ops. One must understand the methods and the language of their enemies. Going back to William Pitt the Younger, he said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement upon human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Furthermore, when you look to the anti-gunner corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask, where do they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon our God-given rights, namely that of the American people? Well, I cannot find it. Why? Because it isn't there. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They are the type that you must lawfully remove, or else you will lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites. Remembering what the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, rightly said, he said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. In other words, you must fight for your God-given rights. It is the difference between a free people and an enslaved people. Again, there are no in-betweenites. Remember, George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, said, "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them." Therefore, it might be well for you to take a couple of minutes and read what our forefathers had to say in their writings during the ratification to establish gun rights to Americans as a whole, namely the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. I mean, who knows better what the Second Amendment means than our founding forefathers that established our God-given rights? Remember, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So first, who are the militia? Well, if we go over, President Harry S. Truman rightly stated, that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you, and yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is who we are here, right? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, also beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Folks, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Charles D. Montesquieu. He was one of the English common lawyers, right? Who worked with John Locke and William Blackstone establishing what we have today, which is the seedbed upon which the Declaration of Independence it flourishes from. And the Torah is on the base of all of that. That's the presupposition that God is. The list goes on. And God, that our rights come from God, of course. That's the presupposition. But I'm saying that for the very reason that, listen, that's all I'm hearing the current administration do. Again, teeing it up for the next, and then the next comes along, tees it up for the next administration. It just goes back and forth. The people love the mountain in this country. They love to go around the mountain for some reason or another. Read Deuteronomy 1, you'll understand perfectly. And the reason people go around the mountain is because they don't take heed to the word of God, right? But with that, what's interesting is when you look at what's going on here, I'm just hearing this administration do nothing but highlight the crimes of the preceding administration. And yet I'm seeing these unconstitutional executive orders go forward that are all aimed at the American people. And again, it's just another way of spinning what you've been told 15 times in the last 5 days, Americans. This is all aimed at you. Did you know that right now the current administration is zeroing in on law firms that don't agree with the current administration? That's called a dictatorship. That's called a tyrannical order, okay? And when you have a said administration zeroing in on attorneys concerning suppression and censorship of free speech, concerning now the attorneys who didn't stand up for people like me preceding where we're at today, it's interesting to note all of a sudden everybody seems to be alarmed by what's going on here. And is last week when I had John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute on the show, he was warning the American people that over 130 unconstitutional executive orders have been brought forth in the first 100 days of Donald Trump's administration, all aimed at the American people. Hey, folks, you have to understand the testing grounds right here is how are the people going to respond to what's going on as to how they deal with the illegals that they allured in. That's the test. They want to see if you're just going to play the sheep and you're going to let them do whatever they want to do. Do you not understand? This is what we have been told by people that have been in concentration camps in the past and in the present. This is how they do what they do. That's the importance of knowing the Word of God in the Bible for yourself. So you know who's doing the lying, okay? You know who's violating the law. And we see what's happening here. But I do want to say this, friends, we have to, again, wake up to what is happening, because that's all I'm hearing the current administration do is highlight the crimes of the preceding administration, but yet he hasn't used his DOJ to prosecute one of them. But we see his unconstitutional orders being leveled at the American people, his political opposition, behind the excuse of the illegals that they allured in. Again, you can call me whatever you want to call me. Folks, I've been hearing it for 20 years, but when it comes around the corner, don't come back and say I didn't tell you, because I'm free of the blood of all men by telling you what I know. This is nothing new what's going on here in your country, friends. Nothing new whatsoever, okay? And again, this is not aimed at the illegals. If it was, they wouldn't have brought them in. They're just an excuse to use as a testing grounds to see how the American people are going to respond to it. When you have a said administration empowering police, militarizing the police, you better understand that that is setting the stage for a police state, just like I warned of 20 years ago, just like so many have warned of Americans. And the way that you know that, the way that you know that this stuff is coming, friends, is because of the overreach, the operating out of the scope of authority, operating out of authorities that didn't come from the American people through delegation, operating and assuming authorities that were never given, as I just said, from the American people. Well, that's what's at play here, okay? And you can rest assured, friends, as they're promising you the world right now, every time a politician promises you the world, you better look the other way, because they're taking it away from you. And I want to say what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. When a government becomes big enough to go ahead and give you everything you need, just remember they are also big enough to go ahead and take it away from you. And again, I know I can just hear the people that are at ease in Zion saying, Bradley, this is just so outlandish. That's never going to happen here. Yep, and that's what they all say. Never thought it was going to happen here until it happened here. Remember the Auschwitz survivor that I highlighted, friends? Renee Firestone? Do you remember what she said when Adolf Hitler started to take over? She said, people wonder how it is that we didn't do something. Yeah, isn't that sound familiar? Yeah, we didn't run away. Yeah, we didn't hide, she said. Well, things didn't happen at once. Nope, it happened incrementally. Things happened very slowly. Each time a new law came out or a restriction, we said, well, just another thing, it'll all blow over. That is until they ended up behind a barbed wire fence. So with that said, I just want to make clear that you all understand. I've told you 100 times as to where we're at. I told you 100 times before we got to the position that we're in right now. And I've also told you 100 times that the history of tyrants, at least in the beginning stages, is the people love the tyrant until he garners all control over the people, and then you see the real teeth. And if you look at the history of man, you'll also understand who's in control. Because what happens is those tyrants that everybody loves so much, all of a sudden, they begin to understand what he's really doing there. He all of a sudden turns on them as well. And that is before they self-destruct, because that's the history of anybody that spits against heaven. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Thomas Watson. He was exactly right, friends. He was exactly right. I want to say this too. It was George Whitefield that rightly said. He was a great awakening preacher during the inception of the country in which we now reside. It's interesting that also Ben Franklin used to support him, so much for being a deist, right? But what's interesting about what he said is he said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. That's if you want the mall map as to where we're at right now, there we are. That's exactly where we're at right now. We're beginning to self-destruct. The bad guy's not in control. The good guys are not in control. The Lord's in control. We'll be right back. We're going to get to it right away. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I want to get right to this because you need to see this. I highlighted yesterday, and then we got a couple phone calls coming in, so I didn't get to the main topic in its fullness, let's put it that way. And I want to get to it because yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that political champions, what they say, politicians, what they say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. When you look in Matthew 7, 16 through 20, what does it tell us? It says, you shall know them by their fruits. That's how we are all to judge one another, by their fruits. Then it tells us, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because when you look at politicians, it's interesting how they sell themselves to the people as being one thing, when in fact, when they're uncovered, because the Lord said that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, Luke 12:2, we find out that they were counterfeiting, they were misrepresenting themselves, they were using the truth as a to promote a lie and the lie to promote the truth. They're backwards, Isaiah 5:20. And again, we judge them by their fruit. And yesterday, I brought up the fact that ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, OK, okay? He was a gun control champion. He had an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. He's heading to prison for weapons trafficking. Now, let me go back to the ad so you can see it for yourself. This is directly from the Washington Post, and I want to give you exactly what it is that they said, lest you think that it came out of my mouth, which, in fact, it will come out of my mouth, but it first came from theirs and me basically translating over to you, friends, what it is they've already reported. The Washington Post reports, on the surface, the story of Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area politics since the 1980s. And when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board, he then went on to sit on the city's Board of Supervisors and in the State Assembly. The latter role saw him become the first Asian American speaker pro tem in a sit-in. 2004, making him the second highest ranking Democrat unconstitutional in the California Assembly at the time. From 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March 2014. By the way, for all those that did their job in federal government, great job. Totally appreciate you 100%. This was back in 2014. The arrest sweep, Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51 years old during that time, up in charges alongside of some of the city's most notorious characters, notable among the Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Boy, I guess America is the place to come if you want to be a mobster, regardless of what country you come from, right? See, that's not who we are. That's not how we're supposed to run our ship here that the Lord has blessed us with. It was one of the things for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have become embroiled in more objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure, according to the mainstream media, who does their covering for as accomplices, those that they're working for, friends. But as a respected public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past was being accused through the same undercover FBI investigation this Wednesday, Yee received a 5.5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking arms. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Here, let me show you else as to what's happening. I brought this up yesterday. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to read this from Breitbart News. Adam Schiff, everybody knows he's a criminal. Everybody knows he's been installed. He's not upholding the Constitution. He's encouraged to do what he does because the people are adding strength to his tyranny by doing nothing concerning his former crime. So he's going to do it again. He's encouraged, right? He pays homage to criminal Dianne Feinstein, and he's now introducing an assault weapon ban of 2025. It's almost like they're just doing whatever they want to do, and it's what they've been doing for a long time in this country. Now, I want you to contemplate this so you can think this through with me. Adam Schiff introduces an assault weapons because his handlers are telling him what to do. Because he's an extorted criminal, just so you know. Now, what's crazy about that, like the majority of them are. But what you need to know, he's writing bills and introducing assault weapons in the ban that he's talking about here of 2025 as he is surrounded by security detail. Do you understand? I want to read this to you. And what it is the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Americans, don't disarm. They don't have a right to etch away and strip away your God-given rights. Okay? Again, I just want to make clear you all understand that. But what we have here, guys, we got the phone ringing over there again. I'm just going to say, Jason, please hold on. I see you there. Now, I want to finish this. So when you read Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia, again, we've already highlighted this. This is you. Last week, I highlighted over and over and over again that Donald Trump wants to militarize the police rather than calling up the militia to suppress insurrection and to repeal the invasion by empowering federal agencies to go ahead and work at their bidding rather than the people's. And if that doesn't tell you right there as to who they are working for, I can't help you. I can't help you. They didn't call up the people. That's not good government. They're empowering those agencies to work against the people so they can continuously tighten the noose on the necks of the American people, namely the law abiders. See, communist friends, when men turn Judas, what they do is they turn against the innocent. They turn against the law abiders. They turn against the righteous, right? In saying that, I want you to understand, now going back to Adam Schiff, that he's paying homage to introduce an assault weapon ban of 2025. You know, one of the things that you need to ask the question is not that he has a right to do it, because he doesn't have a right to do it at all. He's there to ensure our rights, not to tear away at them. But one question that's always needed to be begged concerning these corrupt politicians is, why is it that you're blaming law abiders for the crimes of lawbreakers? Why is it that you're blaming us for what the criminals did? It shows you who they're working for. It shows you they're just as guilty of the criminals that pulled the trigger. Is it not? And does it not? Okay, now let me go back to the Second Amendment. Well-regulated militia, you and me, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right, the God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms, it shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. You know, it's also interesting to note, let me go ahead and intertwine some scripture here. Have you ever taken the time to read through scripture in great specificity? Like, for example, when you look at 1 Samuel 13:22, have you ever seen how the bad guys control the good guys? Because it tells me right here, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, the oppressed. They had no weapons to stand against those that ruled over them concerning the times that had swords and spears. Guess who didn't have swords and spears? Those that were enslaved to their oppressors. Do you understand? Okay, and you can also find it, because some will say, well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. No, that's common sense, number one. Number two, when you look at Luke 11, 21 and 22, what does it say? When a strong man, here's the parable, fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. I mean, it reminds me of a lady walking down the street where it says proudly disarmed. What do you think she's telling that criminal? See, this is what these corrupt politicians want you to believe, that you being disarmed and they're the only ones that have guns? Oh, my goodness. Again, has anybody learned from history, Jeremiah 6:16 here, by going back to the old past? Hey, folks, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. Proudly disarmed, and you're walking down the street in a city riddled with crime, what do you think is going to happen to that lady? But what happens when you see someone that has a sidearm on? Because you, again, have the God-given right to do so. It deters the criminal from committing the crime. Here, I want to just say it again. Americans, they, not one person in government in the United States, I don't care what capacity, has a right in attempting to disarm you. And when they do, you have to bring forth impeachment and prosecution. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Frederick Gillette from Hinsdale, Massachusetts. Are you sick and tired of seeing the nation that we all love so much being turned into H-E double hockey sticks? Psalm 917? Then tune in to Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Bradley doesn't just magnify the crimes of the wicked. Bradley gives biblical and constitutional solutions to the problems that plague our nation. Listen and put hands and feet to what you learn. Bradley Dean on BBS Radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If not you to make it right, then who? If not now, then when? We're going to get right back to our topic in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and take our phone call. Jason from Indianapolis, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend from Indianapolis?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you, man.
I just wanted to kind of touch on one little bitty thing. I spoke with a guy today, man, and it's just funny because everybody is just, they've got so much trust and faith in Donald Trump.
Yep.
And it just blows my mind, man, how quick people just go from, you know, far left field all the way to let's just not do anything at all because we got the man we need in the office to save us. He who trusts in the arm of the flesh will be led to destruction. You have said that multiple times, Bradley, multiple. Now, look, I'm not an eloquent guy. I don't claim to be or anything like that. But, you know, I speak to some of these people out here, and they just it's almost like they just decided to sit back down on the couch, man, and say, forget about it. I don't know what's going on. It's almost like they're in some kind of a trance or a spell or something. But, you know, this whole left versus right paradigm, I mean, we really are going to have to wake up, guys. Your country is being stolen from you very quickly.
Yep.
And I don't know what else to say at this point. I've actually been trying to do some things on my end to try to make a little bit of a difference as far as, you know, reaching out to whoever's involved with like this geoengineering stuff. And I'm not trying to kind of get off topic or anything, but there's a guy by the name of Ben Kravitz who's running the geoengineering program here in Indiana, Indiana University at Bloomington. I've reached out to him multiple times, given him information, spoke to him, but that's the guy that people need to start speaking out to here in Indiana. And it's all being done through your colleges, through Harvard, through Yale, through Purdue, Indiana University. They are doing multiple things under the guise of education. So
That being said,
I think people need to open their eyes and realize that none of this is going to stop until the American people stop it. These criminals, these gangsters, that's the only way you're going to be able to deal with them is doing God's will and enacting justice upon these people.
Amen.
The tree is going to have to be watered, Americans, and I don't know what else to say after that.
Yeah, well, Jason, for a guy that doesn't think he's too eloquent, I think you just did a good job and a great exhibition of what eloquence is all about, because that was fantastic. It's exactly right. I wanted to add to this, too, as well. Thank you for that call, Jason, from Indiana. I wanted to add to that, all these provocateurs that you're seeing all over the country right now, is anybody paying attention as to what's happening simultaneously? They're pushing they're creating the narrative. They're casting into the minds of the people, the mainstream media that they don't believe in. They're casting into their mind once again who the bad guys are. And then they're paying for provocateurs, the young people, to go protest. Well, the American people don't know. The same people that are pushing the right prong are pushing the left prong. Because on the right prong, what are they doing? They're trying to say, we now have a right to go ahead and deport you, the right, because of look what you're doing right now. But if you would understand history, you're going to find that these people on the left that are creating all of these problems, the problem solvers are the ones that are actually part of the whole agenda, simultaneously working together. And guess who it's all aimed at? It's not aimed at foreigners, Americans. It's aimed at you. It's aimed at deporting their political opposition. As I was talking to Tim Brown, morning show host this morning, I said to him, I said, all of this stuff, they're just using the illegals as a test run. That's all this is. Because once they garner enough power and authority, what's going to happen is they're going to start shipping out their political opposition if the people let it go. And you're going to find out right then and there if what Bradley was saying was prophetic or he was a madman. But don't tell me I didn't tell you when you come to the realization as to who this is all aimed at. Oh, this is great what he's doing. This is great what he's doing. Oh, look what he's doing to all of these illegals. They're not thinking about who brought him in. No. They're not thinking about the fact that Donald hasn't prosecuted a one of those that has committed the act of treason, the responsible party. Nope. They got you all distracted. They got you dealing with the branches of the tree rather than the trunk of it that you need to lay an axe to, just like John the Baptist taught us. Justice guards our liberties, Americans, and if you don't want to be the law and enforcing the law against and upon the heads of the criminals, then you're going to get exactly what our friend Jason just got done eloquently saying. Jason, fantastic job, my friend. You keep it up, and don't ever think for one moment you're not making a difference, because you are. And if it wasn't true, then why do they censor? Why do they suppress? They do that because you're a threat. They don't want the people to wake up to what in fact is happening. Friends, history teaches us just this. This lesson, this conversation we just had with Jason, let me add to it and let's get back to the topic here. Hey, folks, history teaches us the dictators create the problem. History teaches us, then they go out into public. They do that behind closed doors. And then what they do in the public eye, they play the problem solver. And you always know when it's a tyrant by how. What kind of unconstitutional act did he ask the people to go ahead and forfeit concerning their God-given rights? It's always just give up a little bit of your rights. Just give up a little bit of your freedom. Look at September 11th. They brought in TSA. They brought in the DHS. They created all of these unconstitutional agencies. An enemy of America couldn't have dreamed of doing to you what your said representative government has done to you. Then what did we have? Well, then we had a crisis. Then we had a narrative where they sold us a disease, and they tested the people. And how did they test the people? They said, hey, just put a mask on that the manufacturers tell you don't work. But just go ahead and we want to see if you're going to obey your master. They want to see if you're going to obey your big brother, they call themselves. And once they seen people put masks on, remember it was only going to last for 2 weeks, and then it went from that. I said, right when the people started wearing masks, I said, rest assured, the pill in the jam is going to be a vaccine. And right behind that, here comes the vaccines. And then it went from, well, we see people complying this far, so let's just go through totalitarian, oh, you might call it, or you might have been told by the controlled operatives named the conservatives of the day, Matthew 5:13, that it was just soft tyranny. It was no big deal. Really? Do you know that right now, statistically, over 30 million people are gone because they took those bioweapons? But remember, it just came out as a suggestion. And then when it was time to hold them accountable for their crimes, they put their hands off of everything and said, we didn't force anybody to do anything. You all remember this? This is the same government. These are the same people behind your current administration that are pulling the strings. And they're trying to do it with a smile on their face in hopes that you don't know the difference. But again, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Want to go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and answer what Jason just brought up as well. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in the people that perish, okay, here and after. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, because they rejected God's mercy, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. That they should believe a lie. And that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The pleasure in unrighteousness here is, they'll take care of it. I can go ahead and be at ease in Zion. And one more point I wanted to say, what Jason said. Jeremiah 17:5, you were exactly right. Thank you for the call. Totally appreciate it. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Want to get over to this because I want you guys all to understand. And yes, I'm not going to mince words. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. When it comes to the right to bear arms, do you now see what they're trying to do? They're trying to create mental issues as to then they can go back in their little offices and say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and determine who can have a firearm and who can't. You know, that's where we're at right now, right? If they're not just directly assailing your Second Amendment. Here, I'm just telling you what that's all about. What you have in this country right now concerning those that are trying to disarm you, you have the lunatics that are overseeing the asylum. These people are out of hand. These people have crossed the criminal line a long time ago. That's why you have provision to bring justice upon their heads lawfully. And you're seeing what's coming from the judges today, friends. You're seeing how they're losing credibility all day long by what they're trying to do. And guess what, friends? They're trying to do it. Why? Because people are starting to wake up again. And people need to continuously wake up again. But I want you to listen. They have no lawful authority to strip you of your Second Amendment right. None. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788 said, "The Constitution shall never be construed." It said never. If it wasn't for our forefathers that were armed, they would have never won our liberties, Americans. Samuel Adams, he was the one that said, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, no matter how they try to dice it up, no matter how many times they try to misconstrue what the plain, simple law says. He said, they shall never prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable, law-abiding citizens from keeping their own arms. That's what your forefathers have said. William Pitt the Younger, speech in the House of Commons in November 18, 1783, said, necessity is the plea of every infringement upon human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. What did they do right after April 20th, 1999, right after Columbine High School, the shooting where we were told by the mainstream media there in Columbine that Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold were the only ones that were doing the shooting in the school. Anybody ever take the time to look at that film, by the way, how redacted it was? Did you know that many of the victims that were shot, do you know that they, when asked which one was it, Eric or Dylan, do you know that they said neither one of them? Did you know that there was over 101 eyewitnesses inside of that school that said there was up to 5 to 8 shooters? Anybody understand now why the said agencies such as the FBI and others didn't go into the school? Because they wanted as much mayhem and death created that they could possibly create. And also notice at the very end of it, conveniently, both Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold allegedly blew off their own heads. But the problem is the guns were positioned the wrong way. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date, as will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 281-845-4704. You know what, guys? Just hold up with me, if you would, and let me kill this message today. Isn't it interesting when you look at all these anti-gunners? Because the last stand the American people have and the last mercy that you're going to see in this country, and I'm talking to you, America, is that you're still an armed people. And there's a reason. You know why you're armed, right? Because of what's going on today. Don't sit there. You hear all these cowardly little sheepish capitulators, 78:9 verse 9. You hear the men, they always play it safe. Well, you know, we do this for hunting. Yeah, I know. What you're doing is you're softening down your God-given rights in the face of those that mean to tear your rights away from you. And don't accuse the bad guys for doing what they do, because you're the one that forfeits your rights. But I want you to listen to me carefully, friends. Have you ever noticed that the modern-day politician has far exceeded the other direction what it is that our forefathers established? What our forefathers taught us not to put up with in the Declaration of Independence, their posterity has far exceeded, so far exceeded anything they would even have thought in their minds that the people, their posterity, would put up with. And how they have, in their prosperity, at their and in their ease, have sat back and allowed the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. Well, you can say that's condemning all that you want to. Well, if you're not one that stands up and fights the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, then you deserve the condemnation that you're getting, because it's scriptural. But if you notice the modern-day politicians, they're facing off with our forefathers every day of the week. They're doing everything in their power to upend what it is that our forefathers established. Americans, do you understand that you are called again to be the light of the world? Matthew 5:16. Do you understand that foreign countries all over the world are looking to you to stand up and play the men the way that your forefathers did, to reestablish who we are? Because once we're established and reestablished through Reformation, they know that all is going to be well in their countries as well. Why? Because much of what's going on worldwide started in the People's White House. Just think about that. So when I wrote the article, Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians, that it's a God-given right and it's not a privilege, because that's what they want you to believe. It's a privilege. It is not. It's a right. It's a God-given right. And they don't have a right to take away your God-given rights. That's why you have to stand up and fight. I was bringing up Columbine, April 20th, 1999. Do you guys all remember that? I'm sure you do. Do you remember what they tried to spin? See, they wanted as many dead bodies inside of that school as they possibly could. That's why they didn't enter in. Oh, they had tanks. They had over 300 armed law enforcement agencies outside of the building. And when they were asked why they didn't go into the school, they said they didn't know what they were up against. I'll tell you what. If my kid was in that public school, you can call me a hard guy all that you want to, but if my kid was in that public school, matter of fact, I would have did it for your kid because I've done it over 365 times. But I want to say this. If I would have been one of those law enforcement agents, I would have broke into that school and I would have went after the shooters to protect all of those kids. But you know what they were told? These little femmes? I mean, the whole purpose that they're in law enforcement is to uphold the law, right? Well, when it was their opportunity to go and save lives concerning the young people that were, namely the innocent that were being shot at by 5 to 8 people, said the victims, over 101 eyewitnesses. Isn't it interesting? They said they didn't know what they were up against. If that would have been my kid, I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have asked. I'd have went in the school and I'd have did my best to find them and take them down with an arm. Isn't that interesting? Armed teachers would have brought him down right away. The 5 to 8 shooters that were inside of the school, they would have brought him down. But the government wants to disarm. Again, this is the most backwards thing I've ever seen in all my life. Hey, folks, let me say it the way President Thomas Jefferson put it. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Does anybody want to see it go there? Absolutely not. But, you know, are you paying attention in question as to all the innocent people in this country that are dying because of the acts of tyrannicals that sit in the incumbent, that sit in the halls of government today? You're not paying attention to that, right? See, the law applies to us, but they want you to believe it doesn't apply to them. Just think about it. They're the ones giving orders to go ahead and say, kill 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. It's your right. No, you never had the right to do that neither. The same government that allured the illegals in that have committed crimes, high crimes against we the people, what are they doing? They're tightening the noose on the people through the excuse of what they're guilty of. And the American people aren't putting two and two together. Nope, it can't be their fault. Nope, can't be their fault. And what does the media do? And the mainstream media and their useful idiots, they defend them. They're doing their best to cover for conspirators. 11:9 of Jeremiah. They're accomplices to the crime. Just ask them. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what our forefathers taught us. Not to put up with crime according to God's statutes. That's why they established canon law, ecclesiastical law, church law, premised on the Torah. That's your government today. Okay? Let's go over to George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith and the debates that took place in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14, 1788. George Mason said, "Listen carefully, all. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them," says every dictator known to mankind. Disarm them, disarm them, disarm them, disarm them. Wow. Still haven't figured out what this is all about, huh? The militia, I brought up in part this as to what I'm going to highlight right now over the next 4 minutes. Who are the militia? They now consist of the whole people except a few public officers. By the way, I want to say this to make clear. I'm not telling you to look at the cops. I'm not telling you to look at anybody in a bad light. But if they begin to act out in an unconstitutional manner, then they're on their own. Okay? Because they're my folks, I got a lot of friends that are in the military. I get a lot of friends that are police officers, state troopers. The list goes on. They're great guys. They totally agree with us 100%. And they act accordingly. Don't be so stupid or ignorant as to look at the mainstream media highlighting bad cops all the time. Notice how the bad cops are always highlighted. You know, how they always try to pit each other against each other. You know, like the black against the white. And if a white crime or a white cop enforcing the law against a black cop, it's a crime. But when it's a black, you know, person doing or committed a crime against innocent people, the media buries it. You see how they play that game? Don't get caught up in color neither. 1726 of Acts tells us all nations are one blood. Don't get caught up into all that nonsense. Judge according to God's moral law. You'll see what pleases God and you'll see what God hates. Psalm 97. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people. The whole people. George Mason. James Madison. June 8, 1789, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Richard Henry Lee, January 25, 1788, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. You ever see those pictures in Time magazine in the 50s when kids used to have to go through training concerning how to use rifles in school? Remember some of you old timers from the 70s and 80s out in the country, and some of you guys still probably see this in like Western states. But isn't it interesting how you used to see the shotguns in the back of the pickups, their windows? Yep. Now they want you to think that that's a madman. He's militia. They want you to believe that there's something wrong with them. I mean, again, you got so many ignorant people today that are used as little puppets and guinea pigs. On the behalf of those that mean to destroy themselves as well as those that are exercising their Second Amendment rights. What, sir, is the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, which, by the way, Donald Trump is trying to establish right now. It's unconstitutional. Elbridge said it is the bane of liberty. He said it is the bane of liberty. And he also said, whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise up an army upon their ruins. Isn't that exactly what's being done right now as we speak? It is. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.